got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Went for a bit of a wander this afternoon. We had a little bit of a lunch break and went for a walk down Eastern Beach, as we like to do. We try and do it once a week.
Yes, absolutely. Just get our heads out, you know, get our heads in the game, ready for the show.
Yep, and we both saw something. And last week we saw it, and we always have a look at it. And we go, oh, should we do that? Oh, no, we probably should get back to the office.
Since we moved here, Tim, I think it's been on our little Geelong bucket list. Yep.
The giant sky wheel on Eastern Beach. I was talking to Bowden about this the other day. Bowden, who does workdays and helps out with the brekkie show.
Mm.
Goes faster than you think.
It does, doesn't it?
I really like it. And we were chatting today because, you know, what else are we meant to do other than talk to one another? That we thought it would be fun to go up there and maybe record like a little podcast or something.
Yeah.
Or go up there and film a little video for the show.
I think you turned to me and said, what do you reckon the record is? For like longest time in a Ferris wheel.
It's not even about longest time. Has a radio show been on the Ferris wheel?
I did a little bit of Googling. Yes. Okay. Turns out several.
Okay. In Geelong?
Not that I could find.
I like those numbers. So, because
Adelaide doesn't count.
No, it doesn't in many ways.
But everyone forgets that South Australia exists. They don't count.
Could we do a show from the giant sky wheel?
Like, we get on the Ferris wheel at
3 o'clock. We just get on.
And we do not leave until 6 o'clock, last break.
Yeah, we'll just stay on for the whole 3 hours, have a bit of fun. Do the normal radio show. We'll just be spinning around the entire time. Maybe we could even...
Get a few guests.
Get a few guests on. Because, don't get me wrong, I love bringing guests into the studio. But giant sky wheel.
Giant sky wheel.
I feel like that'd be fun. And then once we do a couple of laps and they have to get off, it's a good way to be like, if it's awkward.
Yeah.
You know, get out.
Now, definitely a better view than we currently have in our studio.
Oh, the palm trees on Moorabool Street.
Yeah. I mean, Moorabool Street ain't bad, but I wouldn't mind doing a show with a decent view once in a while.
Prior to that. I think you're good at doing stuff, right? You're good at you get, what's that thing? You get hyperfixated.
Yes.
Could you, before the end of the show, I can't remember his name, but there's a father and son that run the giant sky wheel.
Yep.
Could you get the father or the son on the show?
I can do my very best.
And then we can ask them if it's been done before.
I feel like I have at least one of their numbers because we took Cadell Evans on the train, and I think it's the same company.
Okay.
So I think we can make this work.
Well, what are you doing? Get to
okay. All right.
Get to work. Before we'll keep you updated, but I would like to do, and I'd hate to put time pressures on it, but if we get it done by the end of the week.
I looked
at the forecast. There is a day in particular that I'm keen on.
Okay, so we are getting some decent weather this week because I don't know if I, you know, I don't want to be chilly up there.
Oh, we couldn't get you chilly, mate. I would I wouldn't let you get chilly. So, all right, we're going to...
Okay, leave it with me. Yep. I will give you an update before the end of the show.
Can you do it in an hour?
Well, I can't have any control of him messaging me back.
All right. In an hour, we have an update. If we're going to do the show from the giant sky wheels.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I've done this every now and then. I already have the answer to something, but I want people to call up, get involved, and talk about a common thing that I think maybe some of us take advantage of.
Okay.
It's about cleaning. I want to talk about how often we're cleaning our towels.
Oh, towels. Me and my fiancé Akshay have very different opinions on
this. Right. So how many times are you using a towel? And firstly, are you showering once or twice a day?
Okay, I'm usually showering twice a day.
That's crazy.
I want to shower in the morning because, you know, I've just slept and I'm all, disgusting and I want to, be ready and fresh for the day.
Mm.
And then I get home and I'm like, oh, I got to wash the day off of me. I've touched things today. I've sat places. Do you know what I mean?
What are you touching and what are you sitting on? So two showers a day.
Look, minimum one, but probably two showers a day.
Okay,
yes.
And how often do you wash your towels?
I will use a towel for no more than 2 days. So
2 days.
So probably 4 showers.
So yeah,
is my max.
4 showers. And
whereas
about your fiance?
My fiance Akshay will use the same towel all week. I've started just replacing his towel with a new one because he won't physically do it himself.
Okay.
And it's musty.
Well, I use that's wetter than me theory
yeah.
with a towel.
How often are you changing your towels?
I would say I shower once a day because obviously I'm a disgusting pig, as you have implied. I would say my wife and I...
Start of the day?
Start of the day, never at the end of the day.
So, but like, don't you get home and you're like, I've been sitting places.
what is this sitting thing that gets you so dirty?
Touch things, you know?
That's like, so bizarre.
So you've touched the desk and you're taking everything, all this.
Oh God, it's called washing my hands,
all this
mate.
Mess home it's with you and you're so... sitting in your bed like a filthy, disgusting pig, you know?
Oh my God, this is so bizarre. That's the little thing you're focusing on. I would say every 3 or 4 days. So same amount of uses.
Sure, yeah.
But over a longer period of time.
Yeah.
I definitely use 2 towels a week. I know that for
okay.
a fact.
Okay, yeah, yeah. See, I'm probably up to about, 3, maybe 4 sometimes.
There's some really scary stats about how often people wash their towels.
How often are people doing it? Like not enough
one, or one
too
out of
much?
5 men will wash their towels once a year.
Once a year?
Ish.
Once what?
Once a year-ish.
There is no one in Geelong and the Surf Coast that is only washing their towel once a year, Tim. That is not that. I don't want to hear, oh, but I'm clean when I get out of the shower. You're covered in bacteria.
52232955. So I already have the answer. But yeah. I want people to call up. Let's see who can get closest to the pin. How often are you washing your towels? How many uses are you using your towel for before you wash it and you start using a new one or you use that one that you've just cleaned?
I'm still gobsmacked that there are people out there only washing their towel once a year.
And apparently
that can't be real.
It's a lot more common that people do it once a month.
Once a month?
Again, more men than women.
Oh my God.
52232955. How often are you washing your towels? Lloyd in Armstrong Creek. I'm not going to tell you the answer just yet, but how often are you washing your towels?
Oh, at least once a week.
Once a week.
Once a week.
So how many uses are you getting?
6 to 7 tops.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like you start on a Friday, it's washing day, you do it all, and then you just use that towel until the following Friday, for example.
That's correct, yes. Because like I said, I'm a night shower, so I get the use out of it during the week, and then by the end of it, washing weeks on a Friday or a Sunday morning, throw that in the wash, and then go again for another week after
See,
that.
See, Lloyd understands about, you know, you want to wash the day off here, Tim.
Yeah, but Lloyd has a real job where he works outside because he's a tradie. You just keep saying, oh, what have I sat on today? I need to clean myself. Doesn't make sense.
I lean up against walls
okay,
and stuff.
Okay, Emily in Charlemont's giving us a call. Emily, how often are you washing your towels?
Twice a week.
Okay.
So this checks out with the study, Tim, because you did say that women tend to wash them more than men.
So strange. Stereotypically, women seem to be way cleaner. This is what I'm
so
getting
bizarre.
Out of this study. Emily, how many uses are you? Are you sharing once a day, twice a day?
I'm once a day, but I guess we're all a minimum once a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my partner works in a trade and the kids have swimming lessons, so I feel like
the shower's going on all around.
Extra towels in the week.
Okay.
Twice a week. So that's, okay, this is good. This is good. I'm liking this. All right. Jordan has given us a call as well. Jordan, how often are you washing your towel?
I'm going about once a week or once a fortnight.
A fortnight?
That's a big blowout. You're literally doubling it, mate. Why? How does it blow out to a fortnight?
It depends if it's winter or summer and how quickly they're drying. Like, I go by the sort of wetness and the smell test as well.
It's a damp test.
Give her a sniff.
There we go.
This one's tasting a little bit fresh.
I do kind of understand that because maybe in summer I am more likely to push it out to 5 or 6 uses because it's so warm and it's pretty much dry by the time I've left the bathroom.
In summer, I'm worse. I use more towels in summer because I'm like, I'm going to wash these. They're going to dry faster.
Right.
So okay. I don't have the like to, you know, think about that kind of a thing.
Think of all the things you've been sitting on. Oh,
Jordan did have a bit of a theory, Tim, if we can just get him back.
Yeah, Jordan, what's your theory?
Yeah. So, like, me and my partner, like, are different. So I'm a bit more hairy, and I'll squeegee the water off myself, like, just brush it off with my hands before I towel down. And he doesn't do that. So, and by the end of the week, our towels, like, mine sort of still clean and it's, needs changing.
Yeah, it's definitely
I've never thought to squeegee my body down because I don't do that either.
Oh, sometimes. Well,
do you do a brush off?
I do the brush. I do hamstrings. I do back of legs. I do
really?
Arms. Oh, mate.
Because I step out of the shower. I just make a pool of water on the bath mat.
Because it's I feel like my body holds more water because of my body hair than compared to my wife's, or say if I had a partner that didn't have a lot of hair. I think because it's all trapped.
Yeah.
You got to remember. I don't know.
Jordan, so, Jordan, are you calling your partner hairy and a grot? Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, let him
know. I'm the hairy one.
Okay, you're the grot. All right. Well, it is four uses. That's what the experts are saying.
Oh, my God. Look at us.
Yeah.
Coming out on top.
It's about damn time.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I've set you a bit of a task this afternoon, and I apologise that I've got you to do all the work, but I'm busy, mate. I've got stuff going on.
You could have asked me earlier.
Yep.
Days ago if you wanted to.
Well, it was only this morning when you and I went for a bit of a walk before the show that I realised that this is what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
We saw that the giant Skywheel on Eastern Beach has been back up and running for the last couple of weeks, and we were like, I wonder if anyone's ever done a radio show from the giant Skywheel.
It's such an iconic part of the skyline of Geelong.
It's beautiful.
And I feel like, you know, we've got a great view of Moorabool Street from our studio here.
It's fine.
But it's not the view from the giant Skywheel.
And I said to you, I was like, I'm pretty sure we know some people that run it.
Yep.
Can we get them on the show? We've had some toing, some froing.
Yep.
You claim to have one of the people that we need to speak to on the phone right now.
His name is Brandon. Brandon, good afternoon, mate. Thanks so much for making some time for us.
No worries at all.
Now, Brandon, Jess and I, we walked past the giant Skywheel, and it's something that we see, and a lot of people, of course, maybe if they park up on the hill and they walk into the town, you see it every single day. We saw a couple of weeks ago you were back up and running. How long has the giant Skywheel been back up for the last couple of weeks?
We've been up for the school holidays, so we opened the middle week of the school holidays, a little bit now.
And you'll stay open now for the rest of summer, correct?
Yeah, we're down there for the whole summer, and then until we've got a new contract rate where we'll be operating about 10 months of the year now.
Hey, nice.
I know that some people go, oh, it'd be great to be there all year round, but sometimes you need to miss something to want it a bit more.
Brandon, exactly.
So Jess and I, when we were walking, we saw it and we thought, wouldn't it be fun to do the radio show from 3 to 6, just staying on the giant Skywheel the entire time? And then we started researching if anyone's ever done it in the country.
First of all, you're open between 3 and 6, right? Like, what time does the
Skywheel
close?
We'll be open.
Yeah, okay, great.
We're open from 11 till 9 o'clock at night.
Okay,
usually,
easy.
So.
All right, easy.
We can do a couple of shows in there.
you can stay on the whole time if you want.
Now, we've noticed that in other parts of the world and other parts of Australia, there have been radio shows that have done it from the Ferris wheel. Can you confirm if a radio show has ever done it in Geelong on your giant Skywheel?
I don't believe so. You should be the first.
Okay.
A world first, you say?
You'll be a world
first. Good enough for us, Brandon.
Brandon, just looking at the forecast, I know this is super short notice. Does Wednesday work?
Yeah, Wednesday sounds good. I'll get you some free tickets. You can jump on.
Excellent. Can we, is this pushing the friendship? Is it possible to maybe get some free tickets for people who listen? Like,
and they can come down and have a free ride.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, we can organise something like that.
Okay, well, look, we'll have our people talk to your people,
Brandon. Yeah, we'll do the business stuff. But so we can say this Wednesday, Tim and Jess doing the show. Yep. From the giant Skywheel on Eastern Beach.
Yep, sounds like a plan.
A Geelong world first.
A Geelong world first, indeed, Brandon. Thank you so much. Again, we'll figure out the nuts and bolts, the literal nuts and bolts of the Skywheel as well up next. Okay.
No worries. All sounds good. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
A Geelong world first.
Do we even know if we've got the equipment to be able to do that?
Oh. Should have thought of that.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We've discussed something that you have claimed to have self-diagnosed yourself with in life.
Which one? What thing?
FOMO.
I do have a bit of FOMO, yes.
How, if you were giving yourself like a level of rash, How much FOMO do you have?
I'm burning all over.
I'm bleeding from scratching myself.
I have such bad FOMO that so I've just asked all of my bridesmaids to be in my bridal party.
Sure.
And we've started planning my hens and my bridal shower. And they were like, can we have a secret group chat without you?
So that you can have some surprises.
And I was like, do you have to?
Can I be in that?
Because like we already have a group chat. Like, why do you need another one to talk about me? Like, can't I be in that?
Like
one?
The level of FOMO that I think is a good description of you is when you were on a 2-week holiday in Japan. One of the first things you said to me when you came back was that you missed our little lunches that we have.
Yes. Because so what did I miss? Yeah. Give me the work, Goss.
I was like, I don't know. I reckon Disneyland was better than me having a sandwich. But
it was all right.
I think so. Normally, like, I bring these things to the show and I'm like, I found this new thing. Jess, you've got it. I think I have FOBO.
FOBO.
FOBO is something new.
FOBO. FOBO. What does FOBO stand for?
The fear of becoming obsolete.
Oh, yeah, you do have this.
Well, it's the fear of death is a shortened way for I've FOD. I have heavy FOD. FOD all over me.
Tim and I will often have a conversation off it where I say, I'm probably going to die young because of the person that I am.
I don't want you to.
And you are convinced you are never going to die.
Oh, I won't. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out the infinity thing, the infinite never dying.
Yeah.
Like Walt Disney.
Yep.
And I won't.
No, you don't want to make it to 100. You want to make it to never dying.
Yes. I want to make it to
forever.
Continuing.
Yeah.
Because FOBO is about concerns that people have with maybe your role in society, workplace, or family through the introduction of new technologies like AI.
Oh.
So FOBO is a bit more in the business world,
sure,
where the fear of missing out, FOMO, is just social anxieties.
Yes.
But life anxieties seems to be FOBO. And yeah, I don't want to die. Don't want robots to take people's jobs.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have FOBO, but it's not about AI taking over my job. It's just that I don't have any other skills other than this.
Right.
I feel like...
Oh, you have FOGOF. Fear of getting fired.
Yes. Right. Yes.
I had to really slow down and make sure that...
Yeah, that was good.
That acronym.
Say it again.
I won't. For fear of making a genuine mistake.
Too many fears.
Too many. I have fear of genuine mistakes.
Yeah.
Fog 'em.
Again, say it really slow.
So close. All right.
So.
Now I have Fosoa.
Okay.
Fear of swearing on air.
Jesus.
You have Fojo?
What's Fojo?
Fear of Jesus. Okay. Oh, no. So, yeah. I'm going
to
stop.
I feel like this started as a genuine fear and we've just taken it to a weird place.
Fear of fears.
Okay.
Foff.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I had a bit of a whirlwind weekend. Me and my best mate decided 3 years ago in the lead up to our 30th birthday that we were going to do a Sydney trip. Mm-hmm. We initially had planned to go see a different theatre show. That theatre show came and went. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't go.
Because you celebrated your 30th even though you've just turned 32.
Yes. Yeah. We ended up going to Sydney this year because we were like, let's just pick a weekend and do our 30th birthday celebration. It was our gift to one another to have this weekend away together. And the show was amazing. We saw Wicked at the Lyric Theatre. It was incredible. It's coming to Melbourne in the next few months. Definitely book yourself a ticket. I will be going again.
Right.
After the show, it was quite late, but we were like, you know what? We haven't had dinner because we went straight to the theatre. So we'll go out for a meal. And we decided to go for a big Thai feast.
It was yum.
You know what? Those like late night feeds where you're like, I'm going to order just like four big menu items and let's just see what we can finish.
You were asking for tips because I used to live in Sydney. I lived there for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And I was overwhelmed. Yeah. I sent you to too many places and I apologize. And I know you didn't go to any of them.
I didn't go to any of them.
But I loved that you included me in your thought process.
I found a Thai restaurant that had a pun name.
That's handy.
I don't want to tell you the name because I'm about to disparage the restaurant. But I will tell you.
Good pun, bad food.
The food was great.
Okay.
But we got halfway through our green curry chicken and Maddie looked at me and she said.
You're the whitest person ever.
I know, right? We also ordered a pad thai. Yeah, shocked.
Some vegetarian spring rolls, I'm sure, off to the side.
It was satay chicken, actually. So Maddie looked at me and she said, "Is this a bug?"
Ooh.
And I was like, "That's a bit of eggplant. Don't worry about it. Play on."
Nice.
I'd already eaten half the green curry chicken at this point, so I really didn't want it to be a bug.
So you're sharing, like you get some share meals?
We just got share meals and put them in front of us. So she's spooning herself out some green curry chicken, and there's like what looks like half a cockroach on her spoon.
Yeah, so when I, so side note, when I was living in Sydney, a lot of cockroaches in Sydney.
Yeah, this is what I was worried about. And I said, definitely just eggplant. Don't worry about it, babe. Keep playing.
It's eggplant with legs, babe.
Yeah.
And a face.
It was definitely half, so I don't know where the other half was.
Oh, that's worse. You'd rather just find a whole one.
And so we called the waitress over. They were lovely about it. They're like, "Would you like another one?
Here's a share in the restaurant. We're so sorry.
We're obviously going to take it off the bill for you, and we'll give you a 10% discount as well off your total bill. But would you like a new one?" And we were like, "Don't worry. We've ordered too much already."
So you stopped eating that?
We stopped eating the green curry.
Oh, I'd keep eating it.
We finished eating everything else. Yeah. I was like, "Look, what's a rogue cockroach? I've worked in restaurants before. It happens.
If they can survive a nuclear blast, surely they can survive a bit of curry
sauce." I also didn't want to think about it because then I started feeling like there was things in my teeth and I was like, "Oh no, is that part the other half of the cockroach?"
You're such that type of girl.
Because I had already eaten half of the green curry.
That's a fun game. You'll never know which one of you ate half of a cockroach on your 30th.
Who knows? What a fun little game. 5223295. What did you find in your food?
Yeah, it's great. Love it. No names for restaurants, please, because we can't be just throwing sledgehammers around this afternoon on the show.
Hey, look, the restaurant was great. I'd go back there. I absolutely would. But
finish off the cockroach.
Oh, God. Yuck.
You're committed to your job, girl. I know you. A meal's a meal at the end of the day.
It's not the first bug I've eaten. It won't be the last.
You are a superstar. I don't care what anyone else says.
5223295. What did you find in your food?
Yeah, as in Hamelin Heights, what did you find in your food?
Oh, wow. So when you go to a butcher, or some butchers, they have the little plastic pieces on the hamburgers, and then you obviously take it off and then cook your hamburger. So I was up in Melbourne, and we went to a burger place. Started chomping on the burger, what is that? And I was like, "Oh, maybe it's just a bit of overcooked onion, you know, got it down." Took another time, and I'm like, "Nah, something's not right here." So I've dissected the burger, and whoever had cooked the burger, same sort of thing, they must put the little plastic film on their burgers. And they left it on there and cooked it with it on there.
The plastic had melted into the burger.
The plastic had melted into the burger and I was chomping on plastic.
I mean, there's no way they've put non-food safe stuff in there. So at least it was, you know, it was food grade, right?
Was it maybe on the menu, maybe you misread that it said melted plastic included? Like, you know how some of those burger restaurants are confusing?
Burger places are getting more and more fancy every day, Jim.
Microplastics really turning into major plastics. And did you eat any of the plastic, or you just were just chewing it with the burger?
Oh, it was only probably two mouthfuls, but it eventually got recycled. But yeah, it just was no good.
Did you get a refund, Azza?
I ended up going to Macca's.
Come on! All thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy, good buddy.
New show, new podcast. It's K Rock 955's Tim and Jess.